Activists are gearing up to shut down the climate change conference in Copenhagen tomorrow. Last night, WMNF reporter Kelly Benjamin recorded Canadian author and activist Naomi Klein speaking in the Free Town Christiana, an autonomously governed squatted neighborhood in Copenhagen.
Climate change has been revealed as a class war that is being waged and that has been waged by the rich against the poor. The facts are dead simple. The facts are dead simple. We know what caused the climate crisis. It's greenhouse gas emissions. We know where they were produced. 75 to 80% of them were produced in the rich world by 20% of the world's population. That's you, that's me in Canada, that's the whole EU. We created the emissions that are warming this planet to catastrophic levels. The problem is that out of some cruel geographic irony, the effects of our emissions are overwhelmingly being felt in those countries that did the absolute least to produce this crisis. And here's the catch. We know the truth. We've read the science. And we refuse to change our behavior. So there is a righteous anger that is emerging from the global south. And it has a voice here in Copenhagen. It isn't going to end up in the final document of whatever deal they try to sell, but it is finding a voice, and it's a powerful voice. And what the 16th is really about, I think, is making an alliance from the outside with that voice on the inside, saying that we are with you, we understand that this is a class war, we want no part of it, and we're fighting side by side with you. We owe a debt. We in the rich world owe a debt that we will never repay. We'll never be able to repay, because unlike the way this is covered in the media, as if it's just poor countries asking for money, it's not about money. You can't repair the loss of life, of nature, of biodiversity. But to begin to repair, we need to acknowledge that debt. And what's important about the discourse that's so powerful coming from the global south right now about climate debt is that we know that economic debt is a tool of domination and enforcement. It's how our governments enforce their neoliberal capitalist policies around the world. So for the global south to come to the table and say, wait a minute, we are the creditors and you are the debtors. You owe us a huge debt, creates an equalizing dynamic in the negotiations. That's why this matters. It is about power. This whole discourse is about turning the world upside down or right side up again. And we need to do what we can to be a part of that. I feel it's really an exciting moment. And it's growing fast. This is the last colonial pillage. That is what is on the line. And the great irony is that the people who are once again not only least responsible for the crisis, but are also living most in harmony with nature and are not and have a huge amount to teach us, are not only not being helped by these deals, but these deals are threatening their ways of life. They're being pushed off of their lands, cut off from their resources. It's the world upside down. We have to turn it right side up. We have to be so clear on Wednesday. Thank you.
Much of the discussion in Christiana last night revolved around planning for the massive protests intent on shutting down the climate talks tomorrow. This is a German activist known only as Taggio.
We need to move away from the false solutions of carbon offsetting and towards an agenda of real climate justice. We know what needs to be done. We need to focus on the structural changes that we need to make happen. First, we need to start leaving fossil fuels in the ground. So that's the kind of agenda we need to be talking about, because that's the kind of agenda that will deliver real emissions reductions and global justice, not what they're talking about inside. So on Wednesday, that's our first strategic goal, change the agenda so that when people talk about climate change politics on Thursday, they'll say, oh yeah, you know,
We need to get out of the fossil fuel system, not, okay, we need more emissions trading. Thousands and thousands and thousands of activists using the tools of confrontational but nonviolent civil disobedience will enter the conference area, right? That means all of us need to be prepared. We need to be organized in affinity groups. We need to have an idea what's going on, because we are not just going to try to get into the conference area. We will get into the conference area.
Afterwards, Naomi Klein voiced concerns that police clashes with protesters, which led to over 1,400 arrests last weekend in Copenhagen, are overshadowing the big picture there. Klein pleaded with activists to remain nonviolent in the face of police aggression.
My concern is we all know that a fight with the cops is capable of ending all other conversations. And I think there is an opportunity. There is actually a lot of hope inside the Bella Center that the 16th really can be a people's assembly, that it can show how crazy this discussion is. You know, inside the Bella Center, they have seminars going on all day about adapting to climate change, okay? So you go to these seminars, and it's about how the clever people in Bangladesh are adapting to climate change by building boats, okay? But we're not talking about the real adaptation to climate change, which is us changing our behavior, okay? And this is what we have a chance to show the world with the world media, what an actual climate summit should look like. There are a lot of people who want to join with us, but it's a precarious situation. It's really a precarious situation. It's nothing like Seattle. There are government delegations that are thinking about joining you. If this turns into a riot, it's going to be a riot. We know this story. I'm not saying it's not an interesting story, but it is what it is. It's only one story. It will turn into that. So I understand the question about how do we take care of each other. But I disagree that that means fighting the cops. I think if we're serious... And let me tell you, never in my life have I ever said that before. No, I have never condemned people's tactics. I understand the rage. I don't do this. I'm doing it now, because I believe that there is something very, very important going on, a lot of courage being shown in that center, and people need the support. And let me tell you, they're not fighting for a good deal. Bolivia's not fighting for a good deal. Africa's not fighting for a good deal. They're trying to stop a disastrous deal from being imposed on them. And this is where you come in. The stakes are very, very high. When we're talking about creating this huge carbon market and creating agreements that allow multinational corporations to take over forests and push indigenous people off their lands. Do you know what the indigenous delegation all week has been fighting like crazy to get the word consent into the text of that agreement so that indigenous people have to be asked for their consent before they're kicked off their land, and they have lost that fight. That's why they're going to be walking out. We need to hear this. People need to understand that.
What do you suggest is the tactic?
Well, I think it's
the entrance and allow them to...
I don't know exactly what the tactic should be, but I think, you know, the reason why I am standing with Reclaim Power is because it clearly says that people will not escalate even if attacked by the cops. We can't control the cops, but we can control our own behavior. It's not... These are going to be acts of civil disobedience. There are going to be strategies. You've got some incredible organizers in your midst, and there are going to be strategies for dealing with police violence. But I think people should be very clear that anybody who escalates is not with us. Is not with us. Because people are going to be taking tremendous risks when they come out. I know a lot of people are upset about this, about me saying this, but I've been recruiting all week for this. And I've been recruiting for it based on the stated principles that are there. And I think we have a responsibility to defend them. Like I said, I have never said this before. I believe this is an important, historic discussion.
Shortly after Naomi Klein spoke last night, a small group of protesters again clashed with police just outside Christiania. This time, the police used tear gas and arrested another 200 people. That report was written and recorded by WMNF's Kelly Benjamin, who hopes to continue reporting for us throughout the week from Copenhagen, unless he is swept up in a mass arrest.